All right, following the annual minutes, John Martin is our secretary. As many of you know, Larry Walters had been a secretary and a member of the board, but he did sell his lot, and John Martin has been good enough to be appointed by the board to fill this position. John, would you read the minutes, please?
Oh, boy. Now, you get a call. The meeting was called to order at 1 p.m. by President Dale Carson. Dale White offered an opening prayer. Phil Hall read 2004 minutes, and they were approved as read by those in attendance. A financial report was given by Shauna Koff, the treasurer. She indicated that the ranch was short some money this year because several members paid their 2005 dues in the fall of 2004 to help with monies needed for the new water system. By her calculations, the ranch manager currently owns approximately $10 million in common assets. She said no one wants to raise the assessments, but we all want more and better facilities. She pleaded with those present to help come up with solutions to finance the many capital improvements needed. Several suggested the ranch have special assessments to financial capital improvements. She was questioned why the financial report did not include the proceeds of $26,550 from the sale of Lot 259. Upon further questioning, it was discovered that Dale Clarkson had held a check at his office for approximately 8 weeks and that Shauna had the check at that time, but had not been deposited as of yet. There was a lively discussion of the matter. Shauna Cox agreed to deposit the check as soon as possible. Larry Walters distributed his financial audit of the ranch finances, see attachment A, which we don't have. Niall Willis also reported on the tax returns and concurred with Larry Walters' report. Barbara Buttons gave her manager report. The water system is state approved pending the installation of the vault for the water controls next week. She reported that the pressure reducing valves, the mile of 4-inch pipeline, and the water tank retrofit were completed. This year we have spent $16,000 of the water system for the water system. Several members are hooking onto the water system now, and more plan to connect on it in the next few years. She has developed an emergency water plan and a source protection plan. There have been 11 cement culverts installed in Sly Canyon, 2 in Broad Hollow, and 1 in Pipeline. We have put a new roof on the garden cabin, painted all the lower cabins and the laundry room, installed several new doors, installed a new stove and cabinet, and built a new entry into the headquarters area. Lee Beller donated the money for the stove and part of the entryway. 500 pounds of trout were put into the pond last year. By Utah state law, she was required to notify all members at the annual meeting that our trout are infected with whirling disease. It's something not to be alarmed about. Almost every pond in the western United States has this disease. Just cook your fish well. She reported that next week will be a cross-country motorcycle race sponsored by the Utah Desert Fan Club and Frank White, a member of the ranch. 7 cabins are rented out to the racers for $95 per night. Plus, each racer pays the ranch $10 to run the trails. We are using the same trails we have previously used. She asked for a raise of hands of members that knew where the race trails were. Only 4 members knew where the trail were. She said that was good news. The racers and the management at the ranch had tried hard to make sure that the trails do not become offensive to look at. The ranch will profit about $2,900 from the race. Barbara then thanked many members for all their time and money spent helping better the ranch. Dale Clarkson invited Kane County Commissioner Mark Abitur to address the Meadow Canyon Road issue. He explained the county's plan and had Lou Pratt report on proposed maintenance. He answered many questions from those in attendance. Brent Fuller gave a presentation in opposition to the County Meadows Canyon Road proposal. Val Fram handed out material in favor of the Meadows Canyon proposal and explained his position. Dale Clarkson then spoke on the proposed bylaws and PCNR changes he was proposing. Phil Hall addressed the proposed bylaws and PCNR changes he was proposing. Dale Clarkson gave the pros and associated with potentially accepting Kane County's proposal to make the Meadows Canyon Road a public road and their office to improve the road. Phil Hall gave the opposing points of view of the Meadow Canyon Road and legalities and ability of the board to make decisions affecting the common area of the ranch. Val Cram expressed his views and common area uses and the Meadow Canyon Road proposal. He and Dale Clarkson were in favor of accepting the county proposal, and Phil Hall was opposed to it.
Any figures?
Voting on nominated board members was conducted by Phil Hall as DSROA secretary. The current board members expressed their views and experiences for the past year while the votes were being counted. There were Dale Clarkson, Val Cram, Shauna Cox, Phil Hall, and Candy Bose. Lee Bella was not in attendance. The results of the elections were as follows. Candy Bose, 127 votes. Larry Clarkson, 121 votes. Larry Waters, 128 votes. Proposal 1, proxy voting on to continue, 77. Voting to discontinue, 104, or 57% thereafter without a two-thirds majority of 66% in favor, the proposal failed. Proposal number 2, to ratify the Clarkson amended bylaws and deed restrictions, voting were results were 64 to accept, 116 rejection. Therefore, the motion failed. Proposal number 3, ratify the holds of bylaws and deed restrictions, 108 votes to accept, 66 votes to reject. The motion failed because 62% were in favor, but not 66% to pass. Proposal number 4, Meadows Canyon Road construction and maintenance at Kane County expense with public easements, 87 votes to accept, 90 votes to reject. The motion failed. Ron Meacham made a motion that Dale Clarkson be removed from the board for the reasons stated as conflict of interest. After some discussion, there was a call for the question. Dale White made a motion that the matter be tabled so that Dale Clarkson could have time to prepare his defense. The vote was 49-4 and 37 against. Therefore, the motion carried to table the vote until the next special or regular meeting of the membership. A door prize and delicious dinners followed. The meeting was then adjourned until next September 2006.
Both the minutes of last year's meeting, half the stuff in there I have never heard, and I was present in the last year's meeting.
No.
Well, I was here,
left.
And that
you
was
may
the
have
thing.
Left. You may have. Those were the minutes.
I must have dozed. I'm most awake person. If
you must have.
Well, we're going to check at the end of the meeting today to see how many of the points
okay.
we get today. All right. Is there a motion to accept the minutes as written from the 2006 meeting, a 2005 annual meeting?
I'll
let it show. Ken Lent has moved to accept. I can't talk. I have his too. All right. Is there a second? Elise?
No.
Who seconded it?
Barbara.
I couldn't see you. You're behind the tree. Barbara. All right. A vote? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? One. Okay, let it be shown.